brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number two. Congressman Ron Paul joined us for that news-making, extremely informative interview. We'll recap some of what he talked about later in the hour if you just joined us. Wayne Madsen pops in about 30 minutes from now. Then for another 20 or 30 minutes into the next hour, we are joined by Judge Andrew Napolitano to talk about a host of issues. Now, here's the deal. I want to get your take on the North Korean situation. I want to recap that right now. I want to take calls specifically only on the North Korea situation. I want to talk about that. I want to get your view on what's happening and then recap those developments. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air there on the Genesis phone system. Now, if you just joined us, technically this happened when it was still midnight in some time zones of the United States or before midnight, so it happened on Monday night here, but it happened on Tuesday over in Asia, because they're the day starts over there in Australia, basically, if you look at the time zones. Or it's the next day. It actually starts, I guess, Greenwich Mean Time. The point is, it happened on Tuesday over there, Monday over here. That minutia doesn't matter. Getting into it here, breaking, South Korea threatens retaliation against North. Don't forget, Rand lobbies Pentagon start war to save U.S. economy. South Korea says its tests fired in the area before North Korea. There's evidence that that missile that was fired, of course, a few weeks ago was China. All sorts of bizarre stuff going on. Hours and hours of exchange from fire with the North firing into an island, a South Korean island, killing at least two Marines and injuring a whole bunch of other people. The skirmish began when North Korea warned the South to halt military drills in the area, according to South Korean officials, when Seoul refused and began firing artillery into disputed waters, albeit away from North Korean shore. The North retaliated by bombarding the small island, which houses South Korean military installations and small civilian population. North Korea has threatened, if anything else happens, an all-out attack on Seoul, which is just within artillery range of the North and the DMZ, the demilitarized zone. The North promised a deadly counterstrike if anything happens. The Russians are calling this a colossal danger. I tend to agree this could trigger a major regional conflict. I agree with Ron Paul, the congressman. We should completely stay out of this and say, hey, Japan, South Korea, China, you guys all just, you get into it with each other. We have already lost 56,000 Americans over there in that war. We have already had conflict ongoing. We do not need to be part of this. But I made the point to Ron Paul, you notice the dollar shot back up today. You notice the Rand Corporation and neocons have been in the news telling Obama, have a war with Iran, have a war with others. This will boost you. He's got his advisors telling him that. That's on record. And I think where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a good chance this was staged. We don't know. But they may have been firing that artillery, right into the shoreline. They were very close, and they admit that. And the North are complete lunatics, very dangerous. They're puppets of China, and you've got a lot of jockeying going on. China uses North Korea as a proxy. The West, the United States and others use South as a proxy. Japan uses them as a proxy, though the Koreans and the Japanese hate each other as well because of past Japanese abuses. So it's just an ongoing crisis. And right now, today, tomorrow, the next week, any time, if any U.S. ships or South Korean ships get near North Korea, they're going to start attacking again, and this could escalate into a very serious situation very quickly. And it's the perfect distraction as the open world government's being announced, as Europe's being swallowed up by the global banks, as Ireland's being swallowed up, as domestically all these things happen. The whole globalist agenda's in trouble. They need a war as a distraction. Every time there's global meltdowns, they start a war. We're online for one. We've been predicting one. This could be it.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Get the audio and video up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as quickly as possible. I'm going to get Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, and Steve Watson to do more articles on all of the breaking news from Congressman Ron Paul. A, Ron Paul says he has been groped in the crotch and that he does support the boycott. So that's a simple headline for folks. It's very newsworthy. Congressman Ron Paul has been groped in the crotch. Or has had privates groped, does support boycott. Boom. Big news. Boom. That's big news. Boom. We're going to get that video, get those stories out. Okay. The other big thing from Ron Paul. I laid out the dollar going up because of this. The RAND Corporation calls. The fact that we've had different neocons in the news telling Obama to start a war to save his presidency. And I remember those articles. You can just pull it. You know, neocons tell Obama start war to save presidency. In fact, guys, you just Google that and print it for me. I know it's there. They talked about Korea, Iran, just whatever. Get a war going. That is newsworthy that Ron Paul concurred and said this could be the military-industrial complex trying to stir something up. Very newsworthy. Very important to get that out for people. You got now, you know, we pushed this false flag or stage provocation issue so far now. The Gulf of Tonkin's now known to be staged. That by exposing this, we may be able to stop them from carrying out more provocations. That doesn't mean that the lunatics in North Korea are good. That doesn't mean that they're not dangerous. That doesn't mean that they might have done this. But the point is they sent in ships, South Korea with the U.S., fired into this area that's seen as North Korean waters. There's David Broder. War with Iran will save economy. Obama presidency. And, yeah, print me that article and also the link, because that's an article about the link. See, it says, so, David Broder, put it back up. Thank you. So, David Broder has concerns. Print both. Thank you. There's a lot of other places. The point is, they're looking at this. They're discussing it. Don't think the globalists and their puppet Obama won't stage something. Don't think they won't start a new war in Korea and try to ship our boys off over there to die, you know, 56,000 again like they did back in the late 50s in the Korean War. We need to say no to this situation, and we need to say no to this now, as Ron Paul said earlier. Now, here are these reports from PrisonPlanet.com. They're also going up on InfoWars.com. We need to get this out to everybody. Korean War Crisis, brought to you by Uncle Sam. U.S. Military Industrial Complex, armed North Korea with nuclear weapons. Here's another one. North Korea attack part of RAND plan for total war. We're not talking about Rand Paul, boys and girls. Now we need the new headline up there, a blurb. Congressman Ron Paul, or Ron Paul says, you know, Ron Paul hopes military industrial complex not involved in Korea. You know, or it's got to be a simple headline, like Ron Paul concerned. Ron Paul has suspicions. Ron Paul, I need to hear the exact audio because I was interviewing him last hour, but I have to remember it exactly. Ron Paul concerned, military industrial complex hyping war with North Korea or staging provocations for war with North Korea to boost dollar. That's basically what he said. I mean, this is big. But North Korea attack part of RAND plan for total war. Key info, we'll be talking about that. Coming up very soon. Here is an October 31st article on the Washington Post, The War Recovery. And it's the Washington Post saying that Barack Obama might need to stage a war to get their agenda going. That's the Washington Post. So I'm telling you, that's why Ron Paul responded and said, yeah, it's incredible that governments do talk about this. This is very real what we're dealing with here. Ron Paul, another big newsmaker, said he believes the Federal Reserve will implode and fall apart in a depression before it ever gets audited. Wow. I mean, what a bombshell interview, ladies and gentlemen. So we need to get Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron's on assignment in another state right now doing an interview. We need to get our writers to get that together and decide who's going to write what and get on it because this is big. Mike in Wisconsin, what's your take on the Korea situation?
Oh, it's a very scary time. You got to remember one thing, that a lot of these politicians, and you can go on the internet, on YouTube, they have underground bases where the politicians take their families under during times of war, and the whole government installation goes underground, and we're stuck up here to deal with the
bad politics. That's COG, continuity government, absolutely.
It is very scary, and I think what they want to do is depopulate the planet. I think they've been told from outside this planet, I'm not going to get any aliens or nothing, but they're told we need to depopulate, and they know depopulation stimulates the economy, too. You know, you have less mouths to feed. You know, you have higher demands. You have more mouths to feed. You do have higher demands, but you can't handle it.
All right, so I appreciate your call, Mike. It is true that when they had the Black Plague that wiped out 20 to 40% of different areas of Europe, they're not sure because records weren't properly kept. They know with the fleas on the rats and the cats carrying the bubonic plague, the Black Plague, that whole areas were wiped out. And the Renaissance then came out of that. But that was only because much of the ruling elite was wiped out. If you actually study it, and so it knocked out some of the existing power structures and stagnation. Let's go. It's kind of like burning down a forest, then creates all that new nitrogen in the soil, so it comes back even more green. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Arizona. Bob, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I was in the Merchant Marines Naval Reserve, And this was something I wasn't even aware of. There's a when you talk of the DMZ, most people think of the North and South Korean demilitarized zone. Well, we have a DMZ in North and South or North Korea and South Korea, and we've got over 50,000 troops there since 1957. And basically, what I want to say and tie everything together is the fact that you, no pun intended, but you've caught the globalists with their pants down. You know, with this TSA situation, you've got so many of your moles, and you've got so many people that are working for you to give you high-powered information on the globalists that you're all over them like bees on honey. And I truly believe that they need, because this TSA situation, like you've said, they took it one step too far by grabbing people's privates. They have to do something extreme right now.
Well, they have to teach us that there are saviors, but not just because of the great grassroots taking action and saying no on the TSA and this being a catalyst for all of this anger to boil over. It's all of us together. It's also that they're openly taking over Ireland, getting ready to take over Portugal and Spain. They've taken over Greece. They're cutting people's benefits, raising their taxes. They need a political smokescreen globally to prop up the dollar so that all other currencies drop first, so the dollar is the last currency standing before they convert to the global SDR. So a war is good for them on their entire agenda. And that's why they're trying to start a war 2 years ago with Russia, trying to start one now with North Korea. Doesn't mean Russia's perfect. We certainly know North Korea's bad news. But the globalists are there trying to stage this now, and I hear you. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. John, who's up next here? Nate in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, so I think the North and South Korea thing is all China, just like the submarines over here. When Obama's overseas, they're flexing his muscle. They come over here and say, look what we can do. So I think it's pretty much all China, because like you said, they control China, or they control North Korea, right? China?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think they're probably just pushing the strings for them, but isn't it true that the Rothschilds and central banks are only a few countries that they don't have their fingers in, like Iran and like these countries?
Yes, any country under attack, like Libya, Iran, so-called rogue nations, whether they're good nations or bad nations, and most nations are run by crooks, so they're bad. The point is they're not the globalists. Any country the globalists are trying to take over or overthrow is a nation that didn't take a private central bank, that didn't follow the globalist eugenics program. China has done everything the New World Order wants, so China is the apple of their eye. China's been given the Panama Canal. They've been given favorable trade deals to deindustrialize the U.S., and yes, a lot of evidence, and even the military thinks that was a Chinese missile as a threat to the U.S. launched from a sub, basically a copy of a Polaris submarine launched from beneath the water. And it's the same situation now with the proxy wars between South and North Korea. You've got U.S. and Korean vessels right up in the edge of the North Korean waters firing artillery right into their waters, and North Korea wouldn't have the bravado or the hubris to start blasting South Korean military bases, and I mean really lighting them up, if China wasn't backing them just like they did back in the Korean War.
Right. Yeah, so to me it just seems, yeah, maybe with the TSA and China and everything, it's just smoke screens to get everybody worried about all this and while they're...
Oh, yeah, China, I mean, listen, this stuff is so agreed upon at certain levels. They may have already made a deal, and then China ordered North Korea, basically to respond. And I mean, at that level, our governments are like tied at the hip via the corporate connections, and this could be completely staged as a way to prop the dollar up. And you heard Ron Paul last hour say that the military-industrial complex may be in there saber rattling and trying to get a response from the North Koreans. But when you read the RAND Corporation reports and others, they want total war. They want World War III. And that's what Joel Skousen talked about yesterday, so it's very dangerous. We'll come back. Great points. Nate, talk to Jeff, David, Jason, Nick, and many others. Then we've got Wayne Madsen popping in to give us his take on this. I'm tempted to get Joel Skousen to pop in tomorrow. He was already on yesterday, but this is exactly what we were talking about yesterday.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff in North Carolina. Jeff, you're on the air.
Good day, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you're doing well.
Doing all right. What's on your mind?
Yeah, in regards to what previous two callers have said, what you said, I think that the timing of all of this is extremely suspect and very convenient, considering tomorrow's National Opt-Out Day. People like me are protesting at our local airports against the tyranny of the TSA, and they've got a Thanksgiving Day surprise or two in store, legislatively speaking. And I just think it's a great, great, great way to distract the masses. And,
that's right. They're trying to pass the Senate bill to take over all the local farms and ranches and openly shut down anything they want. They're trying to pass the Internet censorship bill. That's Wired Magazine saying that, not me. You can read the bill. They call it draconian. No judge, no jury, just shut down, take whatever free speech the feds want. Justice Department, headed up by people that openly say they want to end free speech. They've got a bunch of other horrible legislation they're trying to ram through. And then magically, they go in and provocateur the North Koreans.
Yes, sir. I agree 100%. And like I said, we're going to be at Charlotte Douglas Airport here in Charlotte tomorrow protesting against the Fourth Amendment violations of our Constitution. And then these kind of things come in, and then it distracts everybody. And, they put up a smoke signal, a flare over here, and everybody focuses on that and distract us from being persistent in what we need to accomplish.
I agree with you, but at the same time, this flare could light off the whole fireworks factory. This situation with North Korea is a big deal.
Like you said, that's exactly what they're looking for, though, right? Out of chaos comes order, right?
Order out of chaos, that's their motto, as George W. Bush said. Great points. Anything else, Jeff?
Bless and keep you, and thank you for keeping it biblical.
Tell us about your protest specifically, where it's going to be at what time.
Yes, sir. We're going to be starting tomorrow morning at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. I'm the one that wore Speedos through the checkpoint at TSA in Denver a week ago. And I fly a lot from my career. And
so you're the guy that was on Drudge Report yesterday. More and more people are just pulling their clothes off and saying, I make the choice, and pointing out that it is the equivalent of stripping you down. You're not going to touch me. But still, they try to touch you even when you take your clothes off.
I have not submitted to it yet, and don't plan on it.
Speedos, yeah. That'd be kind of horrifying if I did that.
It was for me, too, Alex, believe me.
Imagine Kim Jong-il in Speedos. All right, well, you're awesome. What time is that, Jeff?
We're going to be starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Well, do me a favor. Shoot video of it. Get it up immediately and give us a little Infowars.com video bugs. We actually send folks to the clearinghouse for the main fight. Everybody, get that video as soon as you can up on YouTube. Good job, Jeff. Great to hear from you. Let's talk to David in Missouri. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, been awake since 85 and been following you since the late 90s. I just want to say, last time I was in China about 2 years ago, the factory owner's nephew there had just got back on a visa from North Korea, and I was talking to him. And he said he took a whole bunch of pictures, and the next day he brought them in. And I have to say, I could not believe it. Pyongyang is the only city in North Korea that has electricity at night. They don't even have enough electricity to power their traffic lights. They have the soldiers all on the borders are guarded by the mass military to keep from throwing down their weapons and defecting to the south. They've got an elite guard that guards the border. There's barbed wire on every beach and tank traps like Normandy. All the elites want Mercedes, and they get Mercedes, but they're 30 to 35 years old. He had a picture of a concrete building they started building about 10 years ago. It looked like it was built by mud daubers. It was a concrete shell. It was about 30 stories tall, and it was solid concrete, 30 stories tall.
Well, they tried to build the biggest building in the world. It looks like some science fiction pyramid. Guys, pull up pyramid building in North Korea. It's one of the biggest in the world. And then they never finished it. So it's like this unfinished, no windows, space alien pyramid. I mean, talk about lunatic land. Now, I've seen photos from inside North Korea. It is, we shouldn't laugh, their main meat is humans they execute. And that's admitted. That's even been in Vanity Fair. I mean, they sell long pork in the cities. And then the rich families have better medical care and things than people in the West.
I just can't see them mounting any sort of offensive. I think it's all being overblown. I mean, I just see that country, if it was attacked, falling apart instantly.
Yeah, that's why the globalists don't ever truly attack it. They just give them nuclear reactors, give them nuclear weapons. That's on record. It's like, oh, here, you're a hermit devil state. Have some nukes, Rumsfeld says. Yeah, there's the demon building in their capital city up on screen. If you're a radio listener, just search North Korean pyramid building. That's what those lunatics built. It's a hotel. It has no window. It has no glass on the windows. Supposed to have six rotating restaurants. But commies can't make it work. All they can do is suck blood and waddle around in uniforms.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two, 33 minutes in. Judge Andrew Napolitano is popping in, coming up in the next hour. Gold is up over $16 an ounce right now because of fears going on the Korean Peninsula. We're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen of the Wayne Madsen Report here in just a moment. Before I go any further, this holiday season, now time, this holiday season, it is now time to accelerate the awakening of our friends, our family, our neighbors. And I have found no better tools out there to really wake people up. And folks are ready to hear the truth now. Then Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, the Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Police State 4, the Rise of FEMA. And we have specials running right now where you can get five of my newest and most powerful films on DVD for $24.95. That's called the Alex Jones Essential. We have another special where you can get one film, one title, buy one, get three free. That all ends coming up on Christmas, and the meager profit we make also funds this operation. So if you believe in what we're doing and the huge effect we're having right here at the tip of the spear, visit the secure online shopping carts. We've got two different ones to choose from, a Yahoo and our own cart, at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. See all of my films in super high quality. Download all the films in super high quality. Read my book, Paul Watson's book. The TV show we stream every day is a simulcast of the radio, adding a whole other dimension to it. It's archived in higher quality podcast. All these special, never-before-seen interviews, they're all at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, but we do this every Christmas season. 5-plus months free, comes up to 5.3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your membership also funds our operations. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We couldn't do it without you. We let you share your passcode with six people, so you can have six people logged on simultaneously with the same passcode. So I guess you could really share it with about 20 people, but if more than six get on at once, you may get locked out sometimes. So it's great to give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership this holiday season, then share it with a few friends and family. Send it as an e-card with a username and passcode and the URL, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're just adding more and more original interviews, never-before-seen interviews. I got crews flying all over the country doing these, and we're putting them at PrisonPlanet.tv. Every subject you can imagine is covered at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also making the broadcast possible is Inner Health Botanicals, Inner Food. We live in a toxic environment. Daily we're bombarded with chemtrails, fluorides, pesticides, and other equally toxic chemicals. These folks on the Gulf Coast now have to worry about the benzene, the stuff in the seafood and the water. Stay ahead of the complicated games the globalists play. You'll have to stay healthy, and the products from Inner Health Botanicals will help you stay on top of your game in the fight. These guys have been around for 6 years, and their products work. My wife and I use them, so does Rob in the office and many others. Inner Food builds your body's defenses and helps get rid of toxins. Try the Alex Jones combo with the coconut milk powder. I love the NutriCafe coffee. These guys make wonderful taste, and it has extracts that boost your immune system and physical stamina. They have a ton of other herbal products that really work, and it's all made right here in America. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Now going to Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen, of course, attended the University of Mississippi, where he joined the Navy in ROTC. He then joined the U.S. Navy when he got out of college and was in submarine anti-warfare. He also worked for RCA as a government consultant and then with the National Security Agency, NSA. Later, he worked with the Navy's National Data Automated Command. He's written for many of the biggest publications in the country, and he's also part of EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center. And he has the WayneMadsenReport.com. And I wanted to get him on, you know, less than 12 hours into this Korean Peninsula situation. Of course, we have this report from 2 years ago by Paul Joseph Watson and by Ehan Dai. Rand lobbies Pentagon start war to save U.S. economy. And it goes into the Rand Corporation saying they need a war. We also have the Washington Post here in my stack, where they talk about Obama needing a war, David Broder does, a war to be able to continue his agenda. I'll dig that out and pull it out and show it to you in a minute. But the fact that Obama's there last week, the fact that the North had said, don't come into these islands, don't fire your artillery in our area, and then they sent him in to do it, the fact that it looks like this torpedo that hit the ship a while back ago was German. Again, I'm not saying the North Koreans are good, folks. They're proxies of the Chinese. But this on the heel of the Chinese, Wayne Madsen and others believe, firing that missile 2 weeks ago as a way to menace the West ahead of the G20. I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on all this. Wayne, what's your view on it?
Well, North Korea is a very paranoid regime. It's Stalinist, but they've made several overtures to the West. I would note that this incident follows their invitation to an American scientist who took him to a new uranium enrichment facility where he saw plenty of centrifuges ready to start enriching uranium. Now, why did the North Koreans do that? Obviously, they're sending a message. We've got this, but we want you to know. They're not trying to hide it. They've asked the United States for years to open diplomatic relations with the North, which could lead, remember, technically in a state of war. We have an armistice. We don't have a peace agreement between the two countries. So there have been, as you mentioned, these incidents where this past March we had the South Korean corvette in an area. There was the U.S. joint U.S.-South Korean exercises. That was an island further to the west from where this island called Yongpyeong. That island back in March was the westernmost island. But all these islands sit right off the coast of North Korea, so they're highly militarized, highly sensitive areas. And when the U.S. and or South Koreans engage in military exercises in the area, they always engender a negative response from the North. We have to remember, as nutty as Kim Jong-il, who's now turning over the reins of power to his son, as crazy as he is, the South Korean president, Lee Myung-bak, is just as crazy. He's a right-winger. He's very unpopular in South Korea. The South Koreans don't like him. He's always rattling sabers. And I believe on the heels of him hosting G20, the fact that you've got a South Korean as Secretary General of the UN, all this plays into Lee Myung-bak also flexing his muscles as much as the people that run North Korea are flexing theirs. That's a recipe for disaster. And instead of coaxing the North by staging exercises in North Korean waters, the U.S. should be pulling back on this activity rather than projecting its military presence right into the North Korean face.
Well, I've also got David Broder just a month ago on October 31st, less than a month ago, telling Obama, hey, start a war. You know, North Korea, Iran, whatever. We've got neocons telling him to do it. We've got all these Obama advisors saying you need some type of crisis to look strong. You've got the dollar plunging. Now it's going back up today because people run to that safe haven because this empire has the biggest military. This is on the heels of the meeting over there. We know this is a provocation to send these ships into this disputed area when North Korea said they would fire on them. And so clearly they're looking for a provocation. I mean, there's no doubt of that.
Right. And the way the news media is treating this is, you know, North Korea always is, from central casting, the enemy that we'd love to have. Secretive, unpredictable. I mean, how many times has James Bond been after North Koreans, you know, in the James Bond movies? But the fact is that the South is just as unpredictable. I would note that the South is now installing a ballistic missile system backed up by a radar system they're getting from Israel. So the North doesn't look with favor on this type of thing. We also have China upset about similar U.S. naval exercises with South Korean independent ones right off the Chinese coast. They feel, look, if you're going to do that off our coast, we can do things off your coast to let you know that we can more than anything else. So we also saw the incident with the South Korean ship being sunk, which a lot of people, including myself, and this was verified by people very close to both the North Korean government, the Chinese government, and the U.S. government, felt that that was a provocation to get the Japanese Prime Minister Hatoyama to renege on his campaign promise of throwing the U.S. out of Okinawa. He changed his mind. He was attacked by his own party. He resigned, and now a pro-U.S. prime minister is in Tokyo, and he's helping rattle the saber along with the Americans and South Koreans against North Korea.
And it's a nice political diversion. How does this tie in, going back to the Chinese missile? A, have you got any more intel confirming your sources that that was a Chinese missile? A, B, why did they do it? C, how does this tie into this latest situation? We know both the West uses South Korea as a proxy and China uses North Korea as a proxy.
Right, and there's now sources very close to NORAD that are saying, yes, it was a Chinese missile, and that President Obama was informed immediately by the commander of NORAD about the incident, and all he did, of course, was keep it tamped down. He was getting ready to meet the Chinese president in Seoul, and then again in Yokohama, Japan. I would also point out that Jackson Deal, in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, pointed to the amateurs running the foreign policy for the Obama administration. He said basically his core of advisors are his ex-senator Hillary Clinton, an ex-congressional staffer Tom Donilon, his national security advisor, and a lawyer Leon Panetta's running the CIA. And you know, basically, he was pointing out, where's the foreign policy gravitas there? It's not. So remember what Rahm Emanuel said: never let a good crisis go to waste. Is this also an attempt to boost Obama's commander-in-chief credentials? But I think it's coming at a very bad time when U.S.-Chinese relations are very, very frayed. Now he wanted to pitch some sort of associate membership status or partnership status with Russia on this missile shield, and the Chinese look at that as bringing NATO right to its own borders with Russia. So, and then, of course, trying to push the idea of India joining the UN Security Council, something else that China is very much opposed to. So it looks like Obama keeps poking his finger in the Chinese eye. Maybe he forgets that China owns a great deal of our debt. But, again, maybe this is back to the Washington Post op-ed where, you know, this guy's not the smartest guy in the world. We all, you know, just because somebody speaks well, actors speak well because they remember their lines. But there's some of them are the dumbest people on the face of the earth.
Let's expand on that. Dealing with South Korea, their president is saying now that he may just go ahead and order his Air Force to bomb their missile sites and I guess their nuclear sites. So that is an incredible escalation, but I guess they've got the pretext now because the North took the bait when they went into those disputed waters and engaged in naval bombardments right off their coast. I mean, it looks like they're trying to set the precedent, the pretext, the excuse, the rationale, the moral authority to go ahead and attack the North. What if A, do you agree with that? And B, if they do that, why is South Korea being given the green light by the Anglo-Americans to do this?
Well, as I mentioned, Lee Myung-bak, the South Korean president, is a very cagey and unpredictable character. He's a real right-winger. He's a real neocon type. And he may fit into this global strategy of increasing tensions where tensions don't need to be increased. And certainly we have the UN Truce Commission at Panmunjom in the DMZ. These types of incidents should be being discussed by the United Nations. Now, I would note that the UN Security Council is supposed to meet tomorrow morning, but the UN also needs to put the reins on President Lee of South Korea because he's not popular. He's going to use this as a pretext to increase his own poll ratings with the South Korean people. But I think most of the South Koreans saw his fingerprints on the sinking of the Cheonan, the South Korean corvette, last March, and they probably see his fingerprints on this, you know, trying to boost his popularity and his image. And so far, the Western media is treating South Korea as an innocent victim, when in fact, they're not totally blameless every time there's these incidents with the North.
Wayne, do you agree with Russia and their foreign minister saying, quote, this is a colossal danger and could trigger a larger regional war or even a conflagration?
Oh, absolutely, because we have to remember that the South Korean capital, Seoul, is within range of North Korean nuclear-tipped artillery shells. So you can imagine what would happen if all-out war breaks out. There would obviously be a U.S. nuclear response against North Korea.
Because we saw these stories, though, that they're really just testing, you know, giant deposits of TNT underground and that the signature doesn't show a real A-bomb. But then we see more evidence, and Jane's Weapons Quarterly, who is very respected, says they do have several weapons. What's your intel? Do they really have functioning, deployable A-bombs?
Oh, yes. Well, they've already tested one. It wasn't a perfect test, but we know they've tested. They've also tested several of their missiles, including firing some over Japan. But this is a regime that we should have an embassy in Pyongyang, just like we should have embassies in Tehran, Iran, and also in Havana, Cuba. But because of certain interest groups that basically veto U.S. foreign policy for their own narrow interests were not allowed to open up to these governments.
And that keeps Kim Jong Il in power. That keeps Fidel Castro in power.
And Ahmadinejad in power. And where we should be, now obviously we have this big scandal with U.S. embassies all around the world, carrying out espionage against the citizens of those countries. Having a U.S. embassy, of course, comes with mixed blessings.
Yeah, that's friendly nations. Our government has them in friendly nations.
I
was just filling listeners in on the latest scandal. Is friendly nations that our government's carrying out espionage on?
Yeah, like Iceland and Denmark and Finland. Obviously, we're not at loggerheads with any of those. But be that as it may, I think what the Post op-ed article was talking about is there's just a lack of diplomatic experience with this Obama administration. They've shied away from using the academics. They've shied away from using the career diplomats, and are going basically with these political hacks who have the final say.
Wayne, stay there. Let's talk more about that when we come back. And our government spying with espionage on friendly nations. Stay there. This is important information.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278, or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from the
different interests involved. We know we have this little hermit empire, this hereditary dictatorship. That's where communism always goes. Black uniforms, secret police, surveillance, torture, cannibalism, the fruits of collectivism run by the state. And you've got the meeting last week there in South Korea, the G20. You've got the RAND Corporation and others saying how much they need a new war. You've got the Washington Post saying that Obama needs a new war to get his agenda going. We had Ron Paul on last hour, and he concurred that this is driving the dollar back up and that this could be the military-industrial complex trying to stage a provocation. Well, they knew it was a area that the North claims is theirs right off their coast. They know that if they went in there and fired artillery, they'd be fired on. The North warned them. And so this is a provocation. And it's being done for a lot of different reasons. But Wayne Madsen, recapping, what's your gut on this? What are the real reasons for this?
Well, I would note that same island saw skirmishes between North and South Korea in 1999 and again in 2002. But none of those ended up in an artillery exchange, the worst actually since the ending of the Korean War, the armistice. None of those other incidents went that far. Why did this particular one go that far? I think that's the question that needs to be asked. Who's in charge of policy? We've got, you know, Robert Gates, the Bush guy, still is our Secretary of Defense. He's been rattling sabers against China and North Korea since he's been in his job. And I think we have to look at the fact that there's not a heck of a lot of sunlight between the policies of the Obama administration and those of his predecessor, George W. Bush.
We're almost out of time, Wayne Madsen. Shifting gears over to the issue that broke a week or so ago, friendly countries, Northern European countries, U.S. embassies being used to run espionage operation. They're running whores to compromise people. They're running surveillance. They're running infiltration of friendly governments. I mean, my view is that our government's run by the mega corporations, so of course they're going to use our government as a mechanism to go out there and spy on everyone. Our allies are shocked by this, but America attacks America. America attacks everything. America is a corporate takeover in action.
Absolutely, and you know, I would point out that the U.S. Embassy in Reykjavik, Iceland, was spying on Icelanders. Which ones? The ones that are out protesting the giveaway of their country to the banking shysters? We got to figure out that the U.S. Embassy in Dublin, Ireland, is doing the same thing. The U.S. Embassy seemed to be carrying out this espionage. I went back and looked at the privacy impact assessment submitted by the State Department on this system called the Security Incident Management Analysis System, or CMIS. It said that every U.S. embassy and every U.S. consulate and intersection abroad had this system. So every U.S. embassy, every diplomatic mission abroad is spying on the local people in those countries. I think that's grounds to basically sever relations and tell the U.S. embassies to pack up and get out.
Wayne, where do you expect, just in 30 seconds, this North Korea situation to go?
I think China is working behind the scenes to try to tamp down this problem. They're probably talking to North Koreans. The Russians are talking to the North Koreans. But the U.S. also has to restrain Lee Myung-bak, the South Korean president, from doing anything like a retaliatory strike on North Korea.
Could this be a replay of 888, where Cheney tried to start war with the Russians?
It could very well be.
All right, Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Andrew Napolitano.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.